Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Manhattanville College in Purchase, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. Welcome. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Mixmaster Matt. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, it should be a very exciting day here at Manhattanville College. This is the 10th year that they're doing this Sports Business Career Fair. And what it was born out of a program started here at the college, a Master of Science in Sports Business Management degree. It was started in the fall of 2006, and now it's really grown into this wonderful event. We've got sports teams here like the Westchester Knicks. We've got media, entertainment, all kinds of exhibitors that are on display here. And really the purpose is, again, to meet prospective job employees, if you will, to get to know them a little bit, kind of a networking event. And as somebody who was at this event 4 years ago, certainly I know what that is like. It was a really exciting event to have. And we have with us as our first guest, I'm delighted to have with us a really good friend of ours. He's one of the exhibitors here at this event from WGCH Radio, where, by the way, I started 30 years ago next year, if you can believe that. His name is Rob Adams. He's the sports director. And Rob, good to have you with us, my friend.
Jim, good to see you. Matt, always good to see you as well.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, we have a little mini reunion here, if you will.
That's right.
Now, Rob, how long have you been doing sports there at the station?
You know, it's now 20 years for me. I started doing kind of the Sunday shift of those, you know, those church services and all those, you know, the old Trading Post show, all of that on WGCH in 1997, and have been sports director since 2000, do all the Greenwich football games, and, you know, back in the day when we did even more sporting events, I covered all those. So it's been a lot of sports over a lot of years.
Yeah, I have a lot of great memories. I was there for about 7 years. I dabbled in sports. In fact, I helped cover the Greenwich High football games. I think I was a sideline reporter back then, and but most of the time I was doing news. But that's where I kind of cut my teeth, if you will. And now, 30 years later, I'm, you know, with these guys here and really enjoying things. But when did you first start in broadcasting?
I started in broadcasting straight out of Connecticut School of Broadcasting in 1990. I was just 21 at the time. I started at a small FM station up in Paterson, New York, doing just the Saturday overnight into Sunday morning. You know, was working 40 hours a week otherwise. But so bleary-eyed every Sunday morning playing Whitney Houston, things like that all night. So it was, a way to cut your teeth, but a way to also, you know, get a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like I've been there and done that. It's like I've been through the waters. I mean, I've worked all those shifts, so I can certainly understand where you're coming from, and that's for sure here. But as we said, WGCH in Greenwich, one of the many exhibitors here. What exactly are you here, I mean, to meet prospective potential employers, interns? What is it all about?
Well, it's a mix. You know, you got to keep your eyes open in this day and age for any opportunity, and certainly even for myself. You know, I'm still kind of looking around at jobs as well. You know, even after all these years at GCH, you got to keep your eyes open. So we're here for that, but really, it's because my co-host on the Clubhouse, which we do Wednesday nights, you know, intermittently throughout the year, Mark Jeffers is here. And I know Dave Taromeo, who runs the Sports Business Management program. And when I was talking with them about the event, because I attended it a few years ago, I said to them, why don't I just come and do the show? Why don't I do my talk show, Doubleheader, which we'll do at 1 o'clock today? I said, I'll come over. We'll, you know, not necessarily exhibit, but we'll be here to broadcast a bit. And they said, yeah, let's do it. So here we are. And I thought, you know, happy to do anything I can to support Mark and Dave and, you know, the good people who are here at Manhattanville.
Well, it's a really good opportunity. As I said, I mean, you're represented by so many companies that you get to meet them face-to-face for the first time. You said making those contacts. And we've done a lot of events like this with networking fairs, if you will, business, and it's pretty much the same kind of deal with that.
Absolutely, you know, and it's just good to get out and show your face and, you know, be seen by people. And at the, you know, at the same time, we're all radio broadcasters in one form or another, and we have to keep ourselves relevant. You know, radio, much like newspapers, and I also work in newspaper as well, as media, we're kind of on the kind of being attacked. We're on the defensive right now, and especially local radio. There's always talk that AM is in such a, you know, a desperate state. Well, these are our opportunities to show that, no, we're here. We're still here. We're very relevant. What you guys do are very relevant. There's a world for all of us. We just have to remind everyone that we're still here.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I can't say enough the great work that Shark Creative and Shark Media is doing. Our friend Andrew Castellano, since he started this more than a year ago, is incredible. I mean, because what we do, Rob, is unlike a lot of the networks and terrestrial radio, we're bringing people together. We're not dividing people. And I think that's a good thing. You know, it's just, we're making all these contacts. We're getting ourselves out there. And I think it's really making a difference out there.
I completely agree with you, Jim. I've loved what I've seen you guys doing, that you're so out there. You're present all the time. And I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, it really is. And events like these, I get excited everywhere we go, because I mean, we're meeting new people, we're making these contacts, and we're really getting our word out there. And I think it's just a great thing what we're doing, and I look forward to many more of these kinds of events. So where do you go from here with GCH? So you've been there for several years now, and you've been covering the Greenwich Cardinals. They're the main coverage you have there is Greenwich only, right?
Absolutely. Greenwich High is the main team. But, you know, Greenwich is really a four-school town with two girls' schools there's five, actually, with Greenwich Country Day as well, but not a high school. But you've got Sacred Heart, Greenwich, you've got Greenwich Academy, and then you've got Brunswick as well, an all-boys school. And they all have great athletics in one form or another, so I try to cover as much of all of them as I can, but most of all, I'm with Greenwich High and with Brunswick now more than ever. I did a whole bunch of their football games, rode the team bus up to Massachusetts last week, trying to do some more hockey this winter. You know, the school is right near here, in fact. Great rink. So there's so much to cover, and we should be covering it. You know, these schools and these teams deserve the attention, and we should be out there doing it.
I actually did a hockey game once when I was with them, and I'll tell you, that's a very difficult sport to try to do play-by-play. You really have to keep up with that.
You do, but I always say to people, because I also teach broadcasting and I teach play-by-play, what I always tell students is, that's not your hardest sport. Hockey, yes, is it hard because it's fast moving? But you don't have to stay on top of every pass. You don't have to look at it and go, you know, Messier slides it across the leash. You can miss a pass or two. I think the toughest sport will always be baseball because of what goes on in between those pitches.
It's a lot of downtime to baseball. I mean, football is my game. I did a lot of football, and I mean, that's, you know, it's play-by-play. Yeah, they keep it moving. Yeah, there's a lot of downtime in baseball. You really have to be creative and fill that time.
Yeah, so long as your mind and your eye can keep on top of the action of, you know, pass to the left side, complete, who makes the tackle, that kind of thing, that's all well and good. But fastball called strike, and you sit there and go, okay, what do I say now? So you need to come up with those stories, and that's where, shameless plug, you know, Vin Scully was the best ever.
Exactly.
Because he told the greatest stories, and my friend Sean Saylor was just waiting for me to make that mention.
Yeah, I just love hearing him say, 3-2, the runners will be going.
Oh, exactly.
I love the things he said.
Absolutely.
Pull up a chair. Yeah, it was great.
Nobody could tell better stories, and that's where I learned all that from, because
yes,
you learn how to tell these little tidbits that, you know, folks either knew and loved to hear again, or they didn't know. So
yeah,
that's what makes it so great.
Yeah, Sportscasters was one of the many influences I had growing up in radio. But, it's part of where my style came from, because I did play-by-play. So
yeah.
I can hear you that.
Oh, yeah. I love it to this day. It's still, you know, it's still my favorite thing to just strap on the headset, get going with a game, and all your problems go away. You're not thinking about money anymore. You might be thinking about dinner if you weren't smart enough to eat before the game like I did last night. But beyond that, you're not thinking about problems. You're thinking about, here's the pass to the left side, here's the running back, the linebacker, 4-3 defense, whatever they're doing. You're focused on that game. You're focused on the crowd. You're focused on the uniforms. You're not worrying about the other problems in your life, and it's why I love doing it so much.
Yeah, that's why we love doing what we do. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us. Good to see you, my friend, and have fun today, all right? And Maddie?
Thank you very much, Rob, for coming on. I appreciate it, I know, because we've been, we were at WGCH for a long time, Business Talk Radio for a long time. I've had the opportunity to produce a lot of your shows, and, I'm proud to say that I got to cut my teeth on your shows, and I appreciate that, and I became a better engineer for it.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Matt, Jim. Great to see both of you. We'll be across the way later today, but, let's all keep doing what we're doing. We all love it.
Yeah, keep it moving, as a friend of mine in the business says. Thanks so much, Rob.
All right, guys.
Rob Adams, sports director of WGCH in Greenwich. Again, one of the many exhibitors represented here at this annual Sports Business Career Fair going on here at Manhattanville College in Purchase. We'll be here for much of the day. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting from Manhattanville College in Purchase, and we're here for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our wonderful engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKelp Best Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You sure can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, representing one of the many vendors on hand here. We got pretty much close to 40 exhibitors on hand at this event. I'm pleased to have with us Kara Hudson. She's program coordinator with Kids in the Game, and they're based out of New York City. And Kara, good to have you with us. Your first time here, you said?
Yes, it is. Yeah, first time. We're excited.
Now, what exactly is Kids in the Game? What's that about?
Kids in the Game is a youth sports fitness based organization. We do after school recess and PE programming throughout the school year, and then we have a couple summer camp locations throughout the summer as well.
How long has it been around?
For 5 years now or so, I think. Maybe a little bit more. It started off with basketball only, and then it kind of grew from there.
Yeah, so how did that actually all get started? I mean, how did that all come together?
Yeah, so Michael Murphy was a basketball coach. He coached for Columbia, actually, and he's always had a passion for youth sports. And then Matt Murphy, not related at all, but they met, and they decided to create a company because they saw a need for youth development throughout New York City and how limited space and the issues that causes with physical activity for kids and after school and recess. So they created the company to help out with that and help schools in need.
Do you feel a lot of areas are underserved in New York City for this?
Yeah, definitely. I think space is the main issue. A lot of the schools that we're in classrooms or hallways. They don't have full-size gyms, so it's being really creative with how can we get physical activity and movement into the schools that don't have those massive field space like other schools where I was when I grew up in Maryland.
You would think in a city as big as New York, it wouldn't be hard to find that space, but it is a challenge, and that's why there was a need for this, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And how many students or what's the clientele like for this this company since it's been around for 5 years? Does it continue to grow?
Yes, it definitely continues to grow. We've probably doubled our amount of schools and our staff in the past year and a half. Every summer we add on a new summer camp location, so we're serving new kids every year throughout the city.
Now let's talk about why you're here, because you are one of close to 40 exhibitors that are represented at this Sports Business Fair. What exactly do you hope to accomplish today?
We're definitely looking for internships and part-time employees. This program that they have here for sports businesses and sports management is exactly what we're looking for, those type of people. A lot of students don't see youth development as a field that they can go into, and we're here to kind of showcase that there is a lot to do within our field. And it's also great to meet all the different people, the businesses that are here as well. How can we work with them and help grow in the different youth programs?
So this is not a seasonal position. This is pretty much all year round you're looking for?
Yep, yeah. Yeah, so we have part-time coaches that are with us all year round. They're with us through the school year in the schools, and then they do summer camp with us as well. A lot of internships lead into part-time or full-time jobs as well with us.
Now, how about the feedback from the employees? I mean, what's it like for them to work in a company like yours?
Yeah, we actually were doing our evaluations recently, and we've had great feedback. The biggest thing that they say about our company is that it feels like a family.
And
like
a really good company culture?
Yeah, a very good company culture. We're all about that. We do staff outings. Just went to a Knicks game game the other day together. Yeah, so we're all about the culture. It's one big family.
Yeah, so I think it sounds like the kind of place that people would love working at.
Yes,
especially if you love sports and kids. I mean, it's a good fit, right?
Yeah, anytime you get to work with kids, it's always fun, too.
Yeah,
so.
I love kids, too. There's no question about that. If anybody would like more information about Kids in the Game, where do they contact you, Kara?
They could contact me at Kara, C-A-R-A, at kidsinthegame.com. They could also go to our website, which is www.kidsinthegame.com, and look at all of our opportunities there.
All right. Kara Hudson, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Kara Hudson, ladies and gentlemen, again, she's program coordinator with Kids in the Game. They're based in New York City, and they're one of close to 40 exhibitors represented here at Manhattanville College for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair, which we're broadcasting from Westchester Talk Radio is. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a beautiful fall morning here at Manhattanville College in Purchase, and we're here for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer, and we want to remind you we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You sure can. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, before I bring on our next guest, just want to get you caught up on what this day is all about. This is the 10th annual event going on here at Manhattanville College, and basically, it was started 10 years ago. It came about as a result of the college starting a Master's of Science in Sports Business Management degree in the fall of 2006, and it morphed into this wonderful event that's been held each and every year the past several years. Close to 40 exhibitors are on hand. You got sports, media, entertainment, business. They're all represented here today, including us, of course, Shark Creative and Westchester Talk Radio. We're pleased to be a part of that. And now I want to bring in our next guest here. She is Denise Graziano. She's CEO with a company called Graziano Associates. They're based in Fairfield, Connecticut. And Denise, first of all, good to have you. And why are you here today?
Good morning, Jim. I'm here to support Dave Toromeo, who is the organizer and the director of this program. He and I had become acquainted recently, and I thought it was fantastic for recruiting. And I had suggested some of that our clients come that are in the sports marketing space come and exhibit, and also some of my student interns to come, and if they were looking for a job in this space.
Now, you said this is the first time you've actually come to this event?
Yes.
And what's your impressions of what we've seen so far? We have a lot of exhibitors were here in one of the halls at Manhattanville College. Very impressive.
Very impressive. They've got some great exhibitors here and that hopefully can recruit some great talent for them and bring them into their organizations.
Yeah, I was like, I actually came here for this event 4 years ago. Very impressed then, and you know, now we're broadcasting here for the first time. So, again, really the focus is, as you said, to recruit talent, and there's a wide variety of exhibitors and for them to meet face-to-face, if you will, with their potential employers.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
Exactly. It's you know, and it's funny. We work in the employee and customer engagement side of things, and the engagement starts when you start with recruiting, and that's how you get to tell if they are a good fit for your organization.
Yeah, and as I said, of course, you're not directly involved with this event.
Not at all.
But what you see here, though, it's just, again, very impressive, and hopefully we get a great turnout. A lot of
absolutely.
Students.
Absolutely. Seems like there are some a great lineup of students listening to the speaker right now, and I'm sure they'll be filling this hall very shortly.
Now, tell us more about your company, Graziano Associates. What exactly you do?
We help companies to improve their employee and customer experiences. So we help them to drive revenue, retention, and loyalty by capitalizing and leveraging the power of positive employee and customer experiences.
it really does work both ways. Happy customers, happy employees, right?
Your customers can't love you unless your employees do first.
Yeah, well, it drives your business. I mean, you get your names out there, like an event like this, such as this one, and just try to grow your business as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how long has that been around, Graziano with Soap Sales?
This year is our 25th anniversary.
Congratulations, your silver anniversary. So how did it all start 25 years ago when it was first conceived, when it all started?
We have always focused on helping companies to improve their relationships, both internally with employees and externally with customers. And it has evolved over the years, and now these terms, customer and employee experience, are more common, but it's always been about the relationships, and that's what we've always helped with, and the communication, the loyalty, and the visibility.
And what's the scope? Is it Westchester and Fairfield counties? Fairfield County, whereabouts?
Oh, we're in Fairfield County, but we have clients really nationwide. I speak nationwide on these topics, and we have more of our clients in the New York area, though.
You know, so, and again, continues to grow. You're adding more clients. You're adding more businesses.
Absolutely.
As you go along.
Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth, I mean, whatever way you can get your names out there?
Sure. Word of mouth referrals are always the most ideal. Satisfied clients.
Social media, I'm sure.
Social media. We're on
That's
social media.
That's very important
media.
Today.
And again, I do my speaking engagements, and that usually starts some conversations for relationships to grow too.
Well, if anybody would like more information about your company, where can they reach you?
They can go to GrazianoAssos.com or any of our social media channels.
All right, good deal. Well, Denise, thanks for joining us. Hope you have fun today.
Thank you very much.
Denise Graziano, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Graziano Associates based in Fairfield, Connecticut, and she's here in support of this wonderful event here. I guess you just tune in. The 2017 Sports Business Career Fair going on here at Manhattanville College in Purchase. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this word.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Manhattanville College in Purchase. We're here for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair going on here today. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Cain, our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, I'm very pleased to have us as our guest, he is Dave Taromeo, and he's the Executive Director of the College's Sports Business Management Program, and he is the one who put this all together here. It's now in its 11th year, Dave, of this sports career fair, and really a lot of energy here, a lot of excitement. Tell us about all this. It's really great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on the air. I appreciate it. This is a something that kind of came out of our sports business management program. We have a program that is in its 11th year, and we're adjunct taught, and we have a lot of connections. My background is in the sports industry, so we started this career fair and invited people, and over the years we've had teams and leagues like the NFL, the Mets, and every year it kind of changes a bit. We get different attendees and exhibitors, and today we have the USTA and ESPN Radio and a bunch of other great exhibitors, so we're very pleased.
Yeah, in fact, as an actual attendee myself 4 years ago, I certainly got an appreciation of how this all works here. It's all about making contacts and connections, as with any event of this sort, let's say at a business expo or something like that, but it's geared more towards sports than here.
Yes, it is. We work in the sports industry, although we are expanding our program to do entertainment, meaning TV, theater, music. This is a contact sport, as they say. It's about networking and about you need to make a critical connection at the right time, and that's what we try to help people do.
So how have you seen this grow over the last 10 years as far as the attendance? Is it more and more people knowing about this?
About this event, well, we've always tried to do this event on the Friday before Thanksgiving so we can get people coming from other schools. Like we have somebody here today from Syracuse University, somebody came from Gettysburg College. So it's nice for them if they live in the area that they can come back. And it's nice, obviously, for our students. We give our students a little leg up. I won't tell you how, but we do. And it's important that our students are noticed as well.
Now, we have, I guess, roughly close to almost 40 exhibitors today, right? I know some couldn't make it, but a good many are here represented today.
Yeah, we had 40 one time, and then obviously things come up with people in business and stuff, so we've had some people who had to bow out. I think right now we have some people out in the hallway here. I think there's about 30.
Yeah. So when you are getting these vendors together, I mean, do you go to them? Do they approach you, or do they contact you about doing this each year?
Kind of a combination. Mark Jeffers, who works with me, you guys know Mark, helps me out with people that he knows, and I reach out to people that I know, and we try to get everybody in the area and give them a chance to come and exhibit, and especially if they're hiring. And this year we have a great sponsor in the Westchester Bank, and it's great to have them here as well.
So let's say somebody's attending this for the very first time, as I did 4 years ago. I mean, what can they expect here? What do they hope to get out of it?
Well, hopefully they meet people, right? And so it's maybe they don't walk out of here with a job, but they meet somebody, whether it's an exhibitor or another attendee or us at the college, and they come away with some information. That's why we always combine it with a speaking event. We had George Pine here earlier today, who was the former president of NASCAR, president of IMG Sports, now runs Bruin Sports Capital out of White Plains. He gave some really good, important information for people to take and use for their careers.
So really, I guess the best advice that I said 4 years ago when I came here, I mean, the attitude should be just, go out and meet some people. I mean, don't worry about whether you're going to get that job interview. I mean, this is just the first step, right?
It could be a very preliminary intro type thing. It could be that you meet somebody you weren't expected to meet, or it could be that people, and I know there are people here who said they are actually hiring on the spot. So that has happened over the years as well.
Oh, so I mean, sometimes occasionally they can get somebody on the day they're here.
Absolutely.
If they're the right person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
No, that's a good, that's very good to hear because you never know. I mean, it's like there's a lot of competition out there.
There
is. Sure, this particular field as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we have a separate green room, so we tell our exhibitors if there's somebody that they want to speak to privately, they could pull them aside and have a one-on-one conversation.
Now, from a student standpoint, if there's a student that's interested in going into the Master of Science in Sports Business Management program, if they're interested, do they contact you about this? How do they go about doing it?
Contact me. I'm the executive director, and I'm pretty easy to find on the Manhattanville site, mville.edu. It's a sport business management. It is a master's program. We're in the School of Business, so right here in Purchase, New York. Manhattanville is kind of a hidden secret, I think, for a lot of people, especially in the area, because it's right off the Hutch. It's convenient from Stanford. It's convenient from New York. There's a lot of great stuff going on here.
Yeah, we've been here for a few other events already, Dave, and it's a wonderful place here for events, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on this event. Hopefully, more success to you.
Well, thanks for having me, and I appreciate you guys being here as well.
We do, too. Right. Thanks, Dave. Dave Taromeo, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of Manhattanville College Sports Business Management Program, joining us. He's the man who's put this all together, this wonderful sports career fair. And now in its 11th year, if you can believe that. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Manhattanville College in Purchase on a fine Friday as we're here for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair going on all day. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kahan, our extraordinary engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. You certainly can. And if you will, you can also log on to Facebook to Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest representing one of the many exhibitors on hand for this event today. It's Molly Rahauser. She is manager and with the advisory group of CSM Sport and Entertainment. And it's good to join us today, Molly. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, as I said, this is your first time here as an exhibitor, right?
It is my first time.
Now, tell us more about what CSM is really all about. There's several components to that. Tell us about it.
Sure. So CSM is a sports and entertainment agency, originally or headquartered in the UK. And has a really, really strong global presence, but about 3 years ago really wanted to expand their presence in North America and has acquired several agencies, boutique agencies, to really expand upon that offering here in North America. So it's a relatively new kind of, for lack of a better word, startup here in North America, and we are servicing brands, properties, and live events.
Now, how did you first come to being here at this event? Did they contact you, or did you contact the college about coming here today?
So Harlan Stone, who is a chairman of North America, CSM North America, has a really strong connection and relationship with several individuals here at Manhattanville. So they reached out to us as a great opportunity to really get our name out here and network.
And what is the feedback like so far as people coming to your table? You get a lot of inquiries as far as potential for employment or internships. What do you see there?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to share our story and as well as recruit and market. We are currently recruiting for interns and have the opportunity to have that face-to-face interaction, which is priceless.
So let's explain a little bit more about those three areas you talked about, branding, rights, and live events. It's all these different components that go into CSM and what you do.
Correct. So from a branding perspective, we kind of the strategic consulting angle. From live events, it's the experiential marketing. And for properties, it's really rights and media and selling sponsorship plans to brands.
And what type of live events do you do? Anything that we're familiar with?
So it's everything from you go to a Rangers game and there is a fan exhibit, that creative production operation, to run walk events. There's the Avon Walk is an event that we have run for years. So the operation behind all of that.
So it sounds like you're also active in the community as well.
Correct.
That's another way to get your names out there, to get your focus out there. Build your brand. That's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. And for a while, we have been different agencies or have existed as other companies and have gone through a whole rebrand since being acquired by CSM. So it's an opportunity to really reestablish ourselves in the marketplace.
Well, if anybody would like more information about CSM, again, you have New York offices where you come from. Where can they contact you for more information?
You can go to the CSM website, which is www.csm.com.
www.csm.com. Again, that's CSM Sport and Entertainment all woven in together. Well, Molly, great to have you with us. Hope you're having fun today, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Molly Rahauser, ladies and gentlemen, manager with the advisory group of CSM Sport and Entertainment. Their headquarters is in the UK, but their North American operations are based here in the United States in New York City. My name is Jim Cleefield, and again, we're broadcasting live from the Sports Business Career Fair here at Manhattanville College. Just a really fun atmosphere here, a lot of excitement in the air. We're going to take a short break and be back with more right after this.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Manhattanville College and Purchase on a beautiful Friday as we're here for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, two guests as a matter of fact, representing one of the vendors here and one of the sports teams also represented, the Hudson Valley Renegades. They had a fine season this year, and to my immediate right is the assistant general manager, Sean Kemmerer, and to his right is Brian Vigiano. He's director of ticket sales for the team, and good to have you gentlemen with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, may I say congratulations. You won the New York Penn League championship for the third time, right?
Yes, we did. It was a wonderful season.
Yeah. So again, the third time you won this championship, and you won it a couple of other years. And so it sounds like they have a very strong team you had this season.
Yes, they came out strong. I mean, we had a little trouble during the season. They went on a little bit of a losing streak, but luckily they turned it around towards the end of the season, snuck in there, and won it in the end.
Now, for those who may not follow you on a regular basis, who's your biggest rival in that league?
So the biggest rival in that league would probably be the Tri-City Valley Cats, but we do play the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Staten Island Yankees, so a lot of the local fans like to come out and see the Mets and Yankees affiliate as well.
Yeah, so they're all fairly, you know, in the same region, fairly close to one another. So
yes.
It is a pretty good neighborhood rival, you might say, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, basically, you're here today. Is this the first time you've been at this event, or have you done this before?
We have came out here before.
You did. And what's the turnout been like in the past? Maybe if you've been looking for interns, salespeople, what are you actually here in terms of trying to get some contact with?
Yeah, so we're actually here looking for a couple things. I'll touch base on the interns. Brian's actually here looking for inside sales reps. But basically, we offer a season-long and game-day seasonal internship position during the summer. So we have a various opportunities, whether it be marketing, social media, kind of getting involved with ticket sales, food and beverage, or promotions. Just looking for students that are looking to get their feet wet and try and gain some experience in the baseball industry.
And how many have come to your table? You've had a pretty good turnout so far?
Yes, we've had a great turnout so far. And this always means a lot to me because I actually started with the Renegades as an intern 9 years ago.
Oh, you did. So, I mean, you've been there really from the very start. You kind of built your way into the organization?
Yep, absolutely. I started off as an operations intern, and since then I've worked my way up to assistant general manager.
All right, let's get Brian in here. Brian Vigiano, again, you're director of ticket sales with the Renegades. You're part of this exhibit today. Your thoughts on this event here? I mean, it's so wonderful. I myself was an attendee 4 years ago, and I really appreciate what goes on here. But as the director of ticket sales, what's your role in this event today?
This is an amazing opportunity to be here today. As far as my opportunity, what I'm looking for today is we have a unique inside sales program. It's a six-month program that starts up on January 4th. With this unique inside sales program, you're not only going to be selling for the Hudson Valley Renegades, you will be selling for the other Gold Glove Group teams, which is the Yankees affiliate, the Charleston River Dogs, the St. Paul Saints, and the Pittsfield Suns. It's a six-month program where you go through extensive sales training and where you have the opportunity to, after those 6 months, to be hired into a full-time role. This past year, we had two sales reps. They're actually promoted to the Yankees affiliate.
So it's not just one organization here, but there's several teams that they would be working with. Basically.
That is correct. It's a part of the Gold Clan Group, where they own four different teams.
Oh, so it really is a franchise owning a franchise, basically, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, as director of ticket sales, I mean, how was your attendance this season, this championship year?
We did very well. We won the, I believe it's Esurance Attendance Award again. We're looking to continue to grow our average attendance again this year going forward. We do have some new programs in place, such as our new membership programs. We do have also some new group initiatives this season to encourage fans to come out to more games.
I don't know how big the stadium is, but I mean, ticket sales certainly a big revenue driver for you, I'm sure.
It certainly is a big revenue driver for us, and that's why we're so big on having group tickets and membership programs and our mini plans. We recently just came out with the new holiday mini plan, where it actually gives you a ticket to our Christmas Day game, which is one of our best promotions that we have during the season. And also you get a Christmas gift with that too from our team store.
That's very nice. So what's your biggest promotion, I mean, as far as the driver of ticket sales? I mean, is it one, any single promotion that drives the most attendance there? Maybe a shock of
So our most popular this year had to have been our Star Wars game. But this year we were actually lucky enough when we were playing the Brooklyn Cyclones, Matt Harvey was making a rehab start.
Oh,
so
okay.
We pushed probably about 2,000 tickets within 24 hours for that game.
I guess you could say the force was with you that night.
Yes. Right. Unfortunately, he only went an inning and did about 18 pitches, but that's something we do not control.
So, as I said, so it sounds like attendance is strong, the team is doing well, business is going good. But as I said, the reason you're here today is to try to get some people to help out you from sales, maybe internships, whatever it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to give some of these students a great opportunity to get their feet wet and get a foot in the door to, you know, help pursue their career. Like I said earlier, it's always meant a lot to me, especially starting out as an intern. So we look forward to helping out some of these students as well.
Well, that being said, if anybody would like more information about your organization, if they want to help there, if they're interested in interning, maybe sales, if they couldn't make it here today, where can they reach you?
Yeah, well, they can just go onto our website, hvrenegades.com, and we have all the information posted on there, and they can just follow the steps and send emails with resume and applications to intern@hvrenegades.com.
All right. Sean Kammerer, Brian Vigiano, thanks so much for joining us. Great season. Congratulations. Thanks for coming on with us here today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Once again, we've been speaking with Sean Kammerer. He is the Assistant General Manager, and also Brian Vigiano, Director of Ticket Sales with the Hudson Valley Renegades, the champion Renegades for 2017. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Manhattanville College in Purchase on a beautiful Friday. We're here for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer.
How you doing, Jimmy?
How you doing, Maddie? I hope you're having a great time. We certainly are doing that. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale, Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. At Westchester Talk, you certainly can. And you could also like us on Facebook, too. Yes, you can. Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Joining me now, my latest guest, I think you're going to be very interested in this next segment. We're here with Ariel Galinsky, and he is President and Chief Revenue Officer with a company called TechSale. It's relatively new. And Ariel, good to have you with us. And I think what's interesting about this, you're involved in virtual reality as it relates to sports. Tell us about this.
So basically, our vision is to take virtual reality to the next level. Basically, we believe that in order for virtual reality to be adopted by the masses, we need to bring them the most desired content on earth, which is live sport. So we are talking about the finals of the Champions League in Europe, or the NBA games, or the NFL games, or anything that is desired by people. That's the type of content we want to bring via virtual reality, and we believe that this will take the whole technology and this ecosystem to the next level.
Now, is this something that you conceived yourself, or how did this all come about to where it is now, as this develops?
So basically, I mean, you need to have a completely new value chain to enable that. So you need the people who develop the headset to keep doing what they're doing and keep bringing us better headsets that are lighter, that are cheaper, that provide better quality. And this is happening. Like people in Samsung, in Sony, in Apple, all these places are working hard on doing all of that. And the prices are dropping and the quality is improving. On the other hand, you have people that are developing 360 degrees cameras that can capture the events and basically enable us to transport anybody that had the headset into that environment. But the critical part that is missing, and this is what we are focusing on, is basically taking that very large and heavy picture and delivering it via what is relatively narrow networks and bringing it to the headset at the quality that we expect to see, like in HDTV. But the difference is that now we are not delivering only a small part of the universe which captures by the TV, but the whole universe, the whole 360 degrees. So the end result would be somebody sitting at the venue during a sport event can look to the side, to the left, behind, and feel as if they are in the event with all the fan, with all the energy, and be as fanatic as everybody else sitting in their living room.
I think, sports television has come so far. It was black and white, color, HDTV. I mean, when HDTV first came out, I was blown away by that. But this goes way beyond that. As you said, it's like you're courtside for a Knicks game or an event like that. You really feel like you're a part of the action.
Absolutely. That's the idea. And there are already events that are being broadcasted via VR. Some of them are still going in an experimental phase under the radar screen, but others are, like the NBA has been delivering some of these games for a while now.
And with some international events, I don't know if they'll be included, but we got the Olympics and the next World Cup coming up in soccer. I mean, are they looking at those as other possibilities, you think?
Absolutely. How wonderful would it be to attend the Olympics?
And I've actually been to an Olympics, but I mean, but as from a virtual reality standpoint, that would be fascinating to try that.
Yes, we are very, very excited about it, and we're working hard on creating the technologies to enable that experience.
Now, we should also mention, of course, you're one of the vendors here. That's why we're talking to you as well. What have you been getting as far as, like, the potential, let's say, for what are you looking for? Are you looking for salespeople, interns? What exactly have you been looking for today?
So we are an early-stage startup, and we are looking for people who want to expose themselves to the experience of working with a high-tech startup, people who want to understand, okay, what would it take in order to raise capital from venture capitalists? What would it take in order to create some focus when you go to market, when you have to make careful choices, understand what type of sports are growing faster, what type of demographics will be more interested in these specific sports? Who owns the right for these sports? I mean, what if we go after the Japanese market or the European market? Who would we have to speak to in these places? And at the same time, also understand who are the other players in the VR world? What are they offering? How can we supplement each other? Who is really, who would be our competitor in the future? How should we prepare? What type of features they have? We're looking for somebody who wants to get exposure to all of these ideas and can learn with us this new space.
All right, well, anybody would like more information about this very exciting company, where can they contact you, Ariel?
They can drop me an email at Ariel at texelvr.com.
Ariel Kalinske, President and Chief Revenue Officer of Texel. Good to have you with us. Wonderful information. Very, very excited about that. Good luck with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ariel. Again, we've been speaking with Ariel Kalinske of Texel joining us here. Again, we're broadcasting live Westchester Talk Radio is from the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair going on here at Manhattanville College in Purchase. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations.
will also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Manhattanville College in Purchase for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie DeKay, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, and he is Shep Shepherd. He represents Thunder Ridge Ski Area, which is located in Paterson, New York, up in the Hudson Valley. And Shep, good to have you with us here. Were you here as a vendor today?
We are. We're out trying to recruit snowboard instructors and ski instructors at the mountain. It's a great career. It's goes on forever. It's something you can continue to use as you go along, and it's a lot of fun to be out there and give something that you have a passion for, which is either skiing or snowboarding.
Well, what did you see as far as the turnout? A lot of skiing enthusiasts come to your table?
Yeah, you can be a ski enthusiast if you want to be.
But, or snowboarding.
Or snowboarding, be, right? Yeah, sure. We're teaching mountains so we can teach you how to snowboard better or ski better. We're not looking for the best skiers in the world to become an instructor. We'll teach you how to be a good instructor.
Well, tell us more about Thunder Ridge. It's kind of a gem of the Hudson Valley, isn't it?
Well, it's a ski mountain that was around in the early 60s. It originally was a park of some sort back then, and then they actually turned it into a ski area. We have about 600 vertical there, 3 chairlifts. We have 4 surface lifts. We have, believe it or not, we put a lot of lessons out as a teaching mountain there. We teach a lot of young kids in the area. So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so if somebody's coming to Thunder Ridge for the first time, what will they see? What will their first impression be up there?
Well, you would come into the mountain, and if you've never skied before, obviously you would get a lesson and come out and learn the sport from the beginning. A lot of people do it the other way. They take you up the top of the mountain, and usually that doesn't turn out to be a good day. So I always advise people to take a lesson, learn the fundamentals and the basics of skiing or snowboarding, and then build on that as you become a better skier or snowboarder.
And what's your clientele? You draw from all over the region, not just the Hudson Valley, but the whole Northeast coming to Thunder Ridge?
Basically, they're from the Westchester County, Connecticut, Putnam County, Fishkill, and those areas up there. Those are the type of people we get. We're not a resort, so to speak,
or
destination. We're not a destination. We're really a teaching mountain for the area.
Yeah, so that way, if you want to learn to ski, that's a great place to start right there.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah. And so how often are you open during the season, daily with that?
Well, we're open 7 days a week. We have night skiing there. So we open at 10 o'clock in the morning, Mondays through Sunday, and Monday through Saturday night, we're open until 9 o'clock. So we have night skiing, 2 different tickets. You have a day ticket and a night ticket. So when you get there, you want to decide if you want to ski all day, which you can. You can upgrade your ticket from a day to an evening ticket at a very reasonable price.
How popular is the night skiing?
Actually, we do a lot of 6-week programs. We do a lot of high school and younger people. So the kids come out from 5:30. It's an hour and a half program, and there are a lot of kids there. Some evenings there could be a couple hundred kids there.
So your instruction starts from the basic, and it kind of works its way up to advanced.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if you'll become an Olympian out of that, but you certainly will be a better skier than when you started, right?
Well, yeah, you never know. You can, look at some of the Olympians that came out of Vermont and some of the other smaller areas. So you never know. You start something, you can end up maybe to be a... This is an Olympic year, so...
It is, yeah, 2018.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and it happens to be the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, so it's a good time. It seems like every time you see the Winter Olympics, I think it raises the enthusiasm for sports like skiing every time you see it out there.
No doubt about that.
No matter where it is, even if it's in Japan.
Yes, sir.
Or this Korea, it is the next, right? South Korea is going to be. Well, again, Shep, if anybody would like more information about Thunder Ridge, where can they contact you?
They can contact us. We're on the web under Thunder Ridge Ski, and everything's there. there, pricing. All our hours are posted on there, and everything you need to know about Thunder Ridge, just go to the web and type in Thunder Ridge.
All right, there you go. All right, Shep, thanks so much for joining us again, Thunder Ridge Ski Area. Great information. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Think All snow.
Right. Yes, think snow it is. Shep Shepard, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Ski School Director with Thunder Ridge Ski Area, located in the Hudson Valley in beautiful Patterson. I'm Jim Cleafield. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Manhattanville College in Purchase. We're here for the 2017 Sports Business Career Fair. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, our final guest for the day's proceedings, we're happy to have with us once again, Jean Mann. She's Director of Marketing and Enrollment Services with the college's School of Business. Jean, what a tremendous event you had today. We really enjoyed ourselves. Your thoughts?
Oh, you know what? This is one of many wonderful events we've had, but this is a particularly wonderful event. There was a full house in order packed in the Ophir room, and we were watching George Pine. It was standing room only. This particular room, which is a huge room, is filled with some of the most prestigious sport organizations. And Madison Square Garden alone had a line like half the length of this room.
Yes, I mean, a really tremendous turnout. We had a chance to meet some wonderful people today. What did you want attendees to really get out of this event today? I know it's about making contacts, but mm-hmm. really, what did you want to get out of this today?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's certainly about making contacts, and it's actually even realizing those contacts and getting jobs. The School of Business, our tagline is get to work on your future, and we really do stand behind it. So many of the events that we do are student-centered and bringing employers to campus so that they can network, so that they can make connections and ultimately get the job that they want. So coming up in January 17th, a Wednesday, in the same building in beautiful Reed Castle, we're going to be having a faculty career panel. And so we're going to have faculty members who are also industry experts. They work in the fields that they practice in. And we're going to have representatives from sport business again. We're going to have finance, marketing, HR. And so it's a way of bringing the Manhattanville community, people who live outside of the area that might be looking to gain a credential, and to learn about those fields that are coming up in our post-recession economy.
Yes, and so this is just one of a series of events like that that gives you opportunity to meet some potential employers.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of a series of events. So every couple of months, we bring employers to campus. We're going to be having a careers and marketing panel in the spring. We have our women's leadership events where we bring in, it's a full-day summit where we bring in different organizations and women speakers and create a really wonderful environment about bringing employers, jobs, and education in one room.
Yeah, there's always a special event coming here. I mean, we've been here several times for so many things, and we really enjoy coming here every time. And Gina,
and
if anybody would
you.
Like more information about the School of Business, where can they contact you?
Absolutely. So our number is 914-323-5150, or you can search us on the web at mvil.edu/business.
mvil.edu.
G-Man, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. You did a great job today.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you. G-Man, ladies and gentlemen, again, she is Director of Marketing and Enrollment Services with Manhattanville College's School of Business. And that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. We really enjoyed having you on with us today. Our audience here for the annual school event, which is called the Sports Career Fair, and we hope you enjoyed it as well. I want to remind you again, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. For all my crew, Matty the K-Mac K, Mixmaster Mac, great job today as always, buddy.
Thank you very much, Jimmy, and you can add this to the resume.
You, indeed you can. And to our friend Andrew Castellano of Shark Media, Shark Creative, thank you so much. Does a great job arranging all of these events. And to all our guests, thank you for joining us today. And to you at home, our audience, we appreciate having you with us as well. You make radio great. Don't forget that. This is Jim Cleefield speaking, saying so long. We'll see you next time.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark, Shark Creative.